Welcome to the State of the Union, your weekly ASG Senate coverage. On Wednesday, senators discussed ASG Senate election boundaries and passed four new resolutions. ASG senators voted on a resolution proposed by Weinberg Senator David Aguilar over a week ago for Northwestern to activate the current Pitney Bowes Parcel Point smart lockers in Kemper Mailroom. This resolution was created in an effort to assess whether the smart lockers can be utilized as return package options in the future. Aguilar said the nearest FedEx return location is a 13-minute walk from campus.
Basically implementing like Amazon lockers, UPS boxes, FedEx boxes like on campus so students can actually return their packages right through that system. So that's pretty much the whole thing if anyone has any questions. And I guess the origin, just some students came up to me and found it easier if that was an option.
Aguilar also proposed and successfully passed legislation calling on Northwestern to fix logistical issues with Caesar's user interface, including the creation of a Caesar mobile app. Both resolutions passed with unanimous consent. Weinberg Senator Stephanie Shields successfully proposed a resolution aimed at decreasing food waste on campus. The Norris Salad Bar, hidden within the Norris Market, is often underused and unnoticed by students, Shields said.
But one advantage of the salad bar is that it never has a line. So I was thinking, what's a way that we can incentivize people to use it more, I guess minimize food waste, just take advantage of this resource that we have in all the other dining halls.
The resolution passed by unanimous consent and called upon Northwestern administrators to partner with Northwestern Dining to implement a meal exchange swipe applicable to the Norris Salad Bar. And the final piece of ASG legislation passed Wednesday night was proposed by Northwestern College Democrat Senator Mary Slawinski. It proposed that mailing stamps be available in residence halls and the Office of Civic Engagement upon request during the midterm and presidential election cycles. The resolution, once again, passed by unanimous consent. Before senators left the meeting, discussions surrounding ASG election endorsements were spearheaded by ASG Election Commission Chair and Senator for Quest Plus, Joe Scaletti. Newly modified amendments within the 2022 Election Commission guidelines were passed Wednesday evening. That's all for today's State of the Union. Check in next Friday to see what ASG has been up to between now and then. For WNUR News, I'm Iris Worthout.